the divided median, the raised median that's there wasn't quite long enough, and so we'll be adding to that to create the pedestrian refuge. But that'll be a really nice improvement because we have several people that use that crossing, and I've gotten calls in the past about people not noticing them and concerns about getting across there. So I think that'll be a really nice improvement. We're on schedule with all of our bridge improvements, and we've got several of those. Of course, we've got the Bull Shoals Bridge, the 76 Bridge across Bull Shoals. That will bid this month, or next month, I should say, April. And then we also have the three eastern bridges on 76 that are out towards the county line to the east. And all of that information is also on our website. It gives kind of the public hearing input that we got there. And those bridges, they're all three in a row, but we'll be doing them one at a time. We'll put in temporary, like, low water crossings at two of the bridges where we could. Beaver is the only one that, just because of the way it's configured, we can't put in a low crossing. So the road will actually be totally closed when we do the Beaver Creek Bridge. But the other two bridges should have local access, at least, barring heavy rain, that type of thing. But we'll have low water type crossings. So that's all on schedule too. So all four of those bridges will be under construction this fall. So busy, busy time right now. And concerning that, our financial forecast have been good. We are seeing more revenue come in from the gas tax because gas prices have been fairly low and the economy has been picking up. We've seen good revenues from auto sales because we get half of the, we get all now of the sales tax that comes from that. And counties and cities get a portion of those gas taxes, so they should be seeing some benefit too. We are still spending down our balance because even though revenues have been good, they're still not good enough to make up for the fact that, the gas tax doesn't account for inflation. It stays at a flat amount per gallon. And so we haven't raised it since 92. And same way with the federal gas tax, it hasn't been raised since 92. So where we see increases is in consumption, but we're not keeping up with inflation. And so to be able to do all of our contractor awards, we are still spending down our trust fund balance. And so we thought that it would be, when the economy was in pretty rough shape, we thought that trust fund would be gone fairly quickly. What has happened with the increased revenue coming in, it's caused us to have more of a glide path down to that minimum number that we have in the trust fund to still operate the system, which is just below 100 million. I think it's about, I want to say right around 70 million that we have to, by statute, maintain there. So we're still working on future legislation, trying to educate people and let them know where we're at. But that's why you're seeing a lot of things happening now, is because once the revenues started to pick up, we were able to match federal funds. And our current director and our current commission is very aggressive about spending the money while the money has a certain value, as opposed to trying to hedge our bets for the future and have inflation basically eat away at our trust fund. So that's where we're at. Any questions?
Last time you had reported that the bridge crossing Swan Creek down here belonged to the Corps.
Yes.
And does the Corps ever do any maintenance at all on it? Or?
Ma'am, I don't know.
Don't know?
I don't know.
So it's going to be up to the county or the Corps to...
Yeah, we don't get involved with the, if it's a federally owned bridge, we wouldn't be involved with it at all. The reason we get involved with the counties is because they don't expect the counties to be able to have engineers on staff. And so we do county bridge inspection, and that's why we get involved with the county bridges. But in the case of a federal entity, we don't have jurisdiction there. So.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anything else? Any maintenance concerns or anything I need to take back?
The bill that said the legislation where the state, all the letter roads, if it passed, would go to the county. Does the highway department have any view on that?
We are neutral.
You're neutral?
We are looking for ways to fund the system. as Missourians. I mean, we are the managers, obviously, of that funding, but we do not come out and endorse any one method or another as far as you know, if they want to do a sales tax, if they want to do a gas tax, if they want to transfer, we'll just, you know, if they need any data for that, we'll provide it. Like, you know, we've got costs associated, but, you know, we probably, personal opinion, we probably got counties that, that could take on those routes, and we've got counties that really aren't set up to take on those routes. So, but that's not the department's opinion. That's my opinion.
Thank you.
There's a mixed bag there.
I don't have anything. It sounds like you're going to have a busy.
We're going to be very busy.
Yeah.
We're going to be very busy.
Do you want me to ask about weed eradication?
Yes, please. Can you name specific locations? We are working on that. I saw them out spraying. So. Just, I had to say it. I know we've been busy. And I'm glad to see the rain, so. Which probably means we'll be more busy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I guess we're going to recess upstairs for roundtable discussion for accounts payable. Thank you. Seriously, please.